Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Two men are accused of breaking into the home of a man they both dated, stealing several items, then leaving spaghetti sauce boiling on the stove with a washcloth placed near the burner in an attempt to start a fire.
Uh-huh.
The victim called 911 because security cameras in his home detected motion. He believed someone was breaking in.
Is spaghetti sauce an accelerant?
That's what they thought, maybe, because a towel had been placed over one of the cameras. Deputies went to the residence and saw a red Lincoln Navigator attempting to leave the area. A stop was conducted, and the driver, John Silva, and passenger Derek Irving told the deputy that they had just picked up some clothes from the victim's house.
This had to be Derek. He loves Italian.
The deputy said that she could see a marijuana grinder in the center console and a vacuum, a window AC unit, flat-screen television and heater in the back seat. An empty jar of Ragu spaghetti sauce was also on the passenger seat.
That's probably what I would use.
Smoking gun.
Exactly.
Deputies said...
So who was drinking the marinara sauce?
Deputies said both men initially denied burglarizing the victim's home, instead saying that Irving told Silva he lived at the home and needed a ride there to retrieve some clothes and other items. The home reeked of smoke when deputies entered it. A pot of spaghetti sauce was found burning on the stove while the white washcloth placed near the burner that had just began to catch fire was there.
Aha.
The victim said he was trying to make it look like I left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes sketty?
That is the question, isn't it?
And that's how he said it, sketty.
Sketty.
The deputy extinguished the flames, then continued searching the home. Evidence at the scene revealed that Silva and Irving broke into the home, covered the security camera, stole the items, then put sketty sauce on the stove.
Or lasagna.
In an attempt to start the fire so the evidence would be destroyed. Silva and Irving told deputies that they both had romantic or sexual encounters with the victim in the past.
Uh-huh.
Buschetti, Preston.
Buschetti, right. All right, so I have, this is a terrible story.
Okay.
I'm going to back this up with a nice story, okay? But this is...
You're pre-warning us.
This is messed up, man.
All right.
A deputy, a Williamson County deputy, has been fired after allegedly beating a young girl at a barbecue restaurant. Wilco Deputy Jack Danford was at Oakwood Barbecue on March 3rd, meeting with his daughter Megan and daughter's boyfriend Davi Winstead. According to court documents, Danford told his daughter that he had been drinking all day. Now, Megan told police, this is the daughter, she's an adult, that while having another beer with them, Danford noticed a small dog and petted it. A young girl then came up to start playing with the dog. Megan told police that's when her father jumped out of his seat and tackled this 12-year-old girl out of nowhere.
What the hell's that about?
Danford then began punching the girl in the face.
Oh.
Jeez.
Megan said she tried to kick and grab and hit her own father in an attempt to get him off of this 12-year-old girl. Her boyfriend also reportedly tried, but without success. Another man, Russell Cope, who knew the victim, told police that he was unloading wood for the restaurant when the young girl went to retrieve Cope's dog. That's when he says he heard screams that sounded like bloody murder. He said, I seen him on top of her. He was hammer fisting her. It was like UFC style. He ran into the patio and attempted to punch Danford in the face, but he told police it didn't faze the former deputy. And that's when Cope kicked Danford with his steel-toed boot in the head.
God almighty.
And Danford finally rolled off the victim and appeared unconscious.
Was this guy jacked up on something?
I don't know. He'd just been drinking.
Just been drinking.
He'd been at the bar. He'd been at the restaurant drinking all day, he said. Megan told police that there had been no prior interaction between the young girl and the father. The dude just went
snapped
crazy out of nowhere. Police responded to the scene. They arrested Dan for public intoxication, which police say he resisted.
How's the girl?
The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment for her injuries. Danford is now being charged with injury to a child, a third-degree felony. How messed up is that? I don't know how bad her injuries were, Steve, but I've never heard of anything like that before.
That's a bad story. Now we need a good one.
Well, sometimes suspicious packages are just good packages in disguise. Such a package was delivered to Our Lady of Grace Church in Hoboken, New Jersey on Wednesday, and the Reverend Alex Santora was initially suspicious because it had no return address on it. After police responded and made sure that the box did not contain any explosives, they opened it.
Well, first they sent out a robot priest.
And they found a baby Jesus statue and a note that read in part, "To whom it may concern, my mom told me that the baby Jesus had been stolen from the church nativity display at Our Lady of Grace when she was a young girl of about 12 years of age in the early 1930s.
Wow.
It came into her father's possession somehow, and I don't know why he didn't return it. Knowing the story, I felt it should be returned to the rightful owner and you will find it enclosed. So it was over 90
wow.
years ago.
That's amazing.
And it's been returned. Santora applauded the sender for doing the right thing. So there's your nice story.
But he's hired private investigators to hunt them down and prosecute them okay. to the full extent
to
of the law.
To the fullest extent of the law. Good luck finding them. All right, and then we'll do one more story and wrap up. In Florida, the Oskaloosa County Sheriff's Office is busy this spring break season. Oskaloosa Sheriff's tweeted a photo of a group of people arrested on St. Patrick's Day, reminding everyone that they have zero tolerance for underage drinking. But what's shocking about this photo is that the bus riders have smiles on their faces.
It's very funny.
Not showing any remorse for their actions. And in fact, one girl is even showing off her handcuffs
yeah.
in the picture.
They're having a great time.
It's spring break after all.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
It's an Indiana woman is facing charges after her son allegedly sent her drugs in the mail. Now, police mm-hmm. began investigating after a citizen reported that 58-year-old Deborah Ferguson was receiving shipments of marijuana in the mail on a regular basis from her son, Eric Anderson, who lives in California. The package contained, well, they found a package that contained 720 grams of marijuana and was sent to Ferguson's home in Aurora, and it was addressed to Grandma Stinker.
Grandma Stinker. Oh, she does love her pot.
After obtaining a search warrant, officers discovered numerous narcotic prescription medications packaged for delivery, along with multiple packages of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, packaging supplies, cell phones, and an undisclosed amount of cash. She's been charged with dealing methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, corrupt business influence, conspiracy to deal marijuana, dealing in a narcotic drug, so on and so forth. So,
looking at her mugshot, Preston, she's adorable.
That's Grandma Aww. Stinker for
you. That's Grandma Stinker. She's resting her head on the little clipboard. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
A now-deleted social media post on a community page prompted a slew of calls from concerned residents asking officers to investigate what turned out to be a man's body in a city's pond.
Ooh.
Now, officers pulled 51-year-old Tracy Rex Kunzler's body from the pond on Wednesday, though they were dispatched to the pond to investigate shortly after the person had posted a photo to Facebook on Tuesday night. So here's the deal. They don't believe the man's death was suspicious. Because of the ongoing investigation, they can't release information about how the man ended up in the pond. They don't suspect foul play, but the medical examiner is going to try to determine. Now, the person apparently posted the photo to the group because he or she didn't know whether the body was a mannequin. They didn't call the police. They posted a picture
to Facebook
of a body
right.
on a Facebook community page. And so there's some fallout about that.
Is this a body or a mannequin? Get back to me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Many members appeared to take issue with the poster adding the photo to the group and not reporting it to the police.
Well, I'm sorry I care.
They confirmed that the person who posted it didn't attempt to contact police. People who saw the post contacted police. So it was people who were surfing on Facebook that stumbled across that and reported it. So that's a little ridiculous. This is why Bill doesn't let us do the beer mile anymore. A 68-year-old man died Saturday evening of apparent cardiac arrest after he collapsed walking in the beer mile event following a St. Patrick's Day parade in downtown Inverness. The man identified as Richard Schultz was walking with his wife and friends when he collapsed on the corner about halfway through the 2/10 of a mile course. He wasn't even doing the full mile.
So was he walking briskly as you're supposed
nah,
to?
He was just walking oh. and it happened to be in a beer mile oh. and it was his time.
It was his time. And what a time.
The Pine Street Pub sponsored the race, which consists of participants running 4 laps of a race, drinking a beer after each lap. About 100 people registered for the race, however, 15 to 20, including Schultz, paid a smaller registration fee to walk only the first lap so they could receive a race T-shirt. He was with a group of 12 people. He was in good spirits, and then,
boom,
dropped dead.
That's it?
Right in the middle of the beer mile. So he'll, yeah, sad he's going to be known as he dropped dead at the beer mile, you know.
Please put the shirt in the coffin.
Yeah. Let's see here. A man is in jail after allegedly employing a novel method of burglarizing a party store. Police say he crashed a stolen snowmobile through the business's front door and then stole a bunch of cigarettes and lottery tickets.
So wanted to be as discreet as possible, yeah. not arouse suspicion.
Deputies responded to an alarm at Door's Party Store. Upon arrival, deputy. I like that little sound effect combination. Upon arrival, deputies saw the front door had been smashed and that someone had entered the building. The intruder made off with cigarettes and lottery tickets. The deputies noticed snowmobile tracks leading away from the scene. As they investigated, they were alerted that a snowmobile had crashed into a ditch about a half mile away. Deputies went to the crash site, and they spotted the snowmobile's rider, who took off running.
I got some cigarettes.
Deputies pursued and soon caught the man, who was identified as 38-year-old Michael P. Stark. Deputies also learned the snowmobile had been stolen off a trailer.
Tony Stark's ne'er-do-well brother.
At a residence within a few miles of the party store. So, he's busted. Here's a follow-up story for you. A woman photographed by police wearing what appeared to be a wedding dress during her arrest on charges of impaired driving in southern Arizona is disputing police claims that she was taken into custody as she was headed to her wedding. The image of Amber Young being put into a police cruiser late Monday morning while in handcuffs and wearing a white open-back full-length dress made its rounds on social media. The 32-year-old was arrested after she became involved in a three-vehicle crash in which one person suffered minor injuries. Now, Anthony Michael Biehn said that her client, her attorney, I'm sorry, not Anthony Michael Biehn.
What was it?
Attorney Michelle Biehn.
It's a tribute to Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall. And that guy being the best lawyer ever.
Attorney Michelle Biehn said her client was arrested on her way to meet a friend for lunch, not to a wedding. She said that Young isn't engaged and insisted she was wearing a sundress, not a wedding gown.
It does sort of look like a sundress now.
Yeah, if you look at it a little bit. body camera from the video from the arrest shows Young telling officers that she was on her way to get married. That's what a spokesman said. And confirming that she was wearing a wedding dress, Young even gave the time and location of the ceremony. So,
well, the big sticking point is what she was wearing, not that she was driving drunk.
Yeah, of course. That's what we want to find out here.
And she was tanked up.
But the attorney said she believes the police posted the photo for laughs. And I don't know what the attorney's going to do, but, you know.
This is attorney Michael Biehn?
They just wanted to clear that. Yeah, Michael Biehn. Let's see. Oh, this is terrible. A suburban father says that his late daughter's ashes were mishandled by a sheriff's deputy who mistook the ashes for drugs.
Oh, no.
The deputy chief says his officer used extreme caution while handling a vial filled with human remains. But the owner says after it spilled in his car, he now feels lost. Losing my daughter once was enough to kill most people. Losing my daughter twice, uncalled for, he said. This is Anthony Butler. Butler's daughter, Mariah, was only 11 days old when she died in 2014 from congenital heart defect. All he has left is a photo album and a vial of her ashes that he wears every day. He said it was filled until Sunday with a run-in with the sheriff's deputy. The man had just bought an SUV. He was pulled over. He said it was started off as a normal traffic ticket. Then the deputy asked to search the car. Butler said yes. He was handcuffed and placed in the back of a patrol car when an officer found a vial containing a white powdery substance, which, according to police, looked similar to narcotics. He asked me if it was okay to test the amount. A small amount, he said. And the field test came back negative, and Butler was free to go. He said he found the vial in his vehicle, but he says that the inner cap was missing and the outer cap was not secure. He said, when I picked up the remains, the bottom half fell off, and it all went into the console. So his daughter's ashes scattered everywhere. That's horrible. The deputy chief says they've never had any complaints about the officer involved, and in this case, he did not act maliciously. So,
it's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.